100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a whole bunch of stories this week in the topics of address, blundering buffoon, bunny, view, wizard, what's that on the horizon, and bark. It's a pick two, so you pick two of them, and we do this once a month. Although, this whole podcast thing, we just finished up 16 years. I'm on 17. Thank you to everyone who's just been a part of this and done all the things, and it's neat seeing the different directions that people go with the topics, and I had no idea that just people's influences, their circumstances, their experiences, and how it leads to what we do here. I'm at a loss for words after 16 years. So let's go ahead and listen before I stumble more over my tongue, and I'll get back with you.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 789 with a pick two challenge. I'm going to say with a prompt of a pick two challenge, or it's a pick two challenge prompt. Anyway, here is my story. Bilbert and his parents sat around the small table with its variety of wines and cheeses. Mrs. Blanketmaker took out her tablet and brought up Google Maps. There were several red dots on the map of the U.S. These are the places we've lived. Exasperated, Bilbert blurted, I hate this. Can't we just move to a new address in town? His father cleared his throat. Now, Bilbert, don't bark at your mother. This isn't her fault. His mother smiled sadly. I know this is a major disappointment from your point of view, Billy. For our safety, it has to be done. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Sometimes It's Just the Bunny and You. I had just crossed the greater part of the California desert, pulled into a roadside gas station, as if there are gas stations deep in the eternals of the California hegemony. The old man at the pump turned a lazy eye towards a blur on the western desert. What's that on the horizon? I asked. Coming for you, I reckon. I flipped down my goggles and set the resolution to 10,000. Oh, fuck him, I cursed. The old man disappeared behind a steel door. I reached into the car for a tow missile. When the bunny came into range, I let the tow sing. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. She sat there and watched the horizon. The view was stunning. She closed her eyes and waited. She didn't know what she was waiting for. She just knew she had to be there. And she sat for a long time. A dog barked far away, and she snapped out of her hypnotic state. The horizon was still there. The view, still stunning. And then she knew why she had to sit there, waiting. She knew she had to learn that despite everything she was going through, she could still come back and sit down, quietly, peacefully, and be. Just be. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hi there, this is Caden McConnell from the wilds of Minnesota with my first entry in the 100 Word Challenge. This is on the Pick 2 Challenge. It's called Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. Frank was forced to leave the School of Wizardry after the unfortunate incident involving Dean Lapine. The dean was irritatingly proud of his long, flowing curls and carried a mirror with him at all times to admire his impressive appearance. At the Friday Spell Spectacular, while the dean hovered above, it was Frank's turn to perform. However, Frank grew confused as he mouthed the incantation for the standard "pull a rabbit out of my hat" spell. When he reached in to grab the hair, instead he pulled out a handful of hair. Dean Lapine was never the same after that. Okay, that's all I got then. Take care.
Good morning. This is Richard, and all this week my throat has been threatening to give up on me. However, it's not going to happen. So we've got a story. It's a pick two, of course. Topics I've chosen are view and what's that on the horizon. In any other circumstances, I'd have considered the view to be pretty spectacular. Mile upon mile of glistening waves as far as the eye can see, tinted burnished gold by the setting sun. Fantastic for photography, amazing for a holiday, wonderful for getting in touch with nature. But pretty rubbish if you happen to be stranded on a desert island, beach strewn with the wreckage of your boat, desperately hoping for some sign of rescue. Wait a minute. Your eyes strain in the fading light. What's that on the horizon? Does it matter? They won't see you from there anyway. Okay, I'm off to self-medicate with whiskey and whatever else I can find. So until next time, goodbye.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with the 100 Word Stories story podcast story. Wow, it's been a long time. Four. Figure out which two I picked. Phil was taught at wizard school that wizards were to be elegant and orderly in all their ways. Phil also caused several rules to be instated after his expulsion. No chewing gum while casting spells, no teleporting while wearing roller skates, and no practicing rituals while drunk. When the extra-dimensional vermin poured into reality, it was Phil who sent them back when he could cast the necessary spells under all sorts of strange circumstances. He would have said, "I told you so," to his old professors, but proper wizards with orderly, organized magic were the first and easiest for the vermin to consume.
Music from The Combatech by Kevin MacLeod.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my entry for the Weekly Challenge 789, which is a pick two. At first, I just wanted to say thank you to Lawrence for, or can I call you R, for putting all this up here for us. This place is an inspiration for me. It's a platform to play around with the rest of you guys, and I've really enjoyed it. You know, 16 years for the rest of you. Wow. That's completely amazing. So, to say my thanks, I'm going to just give a little homage this week in my story. And here it goes. Zard was a wizard, but he wasn't a very good wizard. He boasted he had perfected alchemy. He gathered a crowd at the marketplace and produced a small box.
I will turn this bronze coin into gold within this magical box.
Slipping the coin into the box, he held it up. Pointing past the crowd, he shouted,
What is that on the horizon?
Flipping the box over as the crowd turned to look.
My bad.
He then opened the box to reveal a shiny gold piece. 10 days in the stocks gave Zard time to think about his next trick.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I've been studying hypnotism. I was inspired to give it a try when I saw a stage show where a hypnotist made a guy from the audience quack like a duck. It seemed to me to be a useful skill to have. So I taught myself how to hypnotize. I'm good at it. I can make you bark like a dog, or hop like a bunny, quit smoking, and overcome fear of flying. But that's boring. And there's far more interesting things I can make you do, against your will. And the best part? Afterwards, you won't remember a thing.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The old wizard was up on stage, blundering through all of his old tricks. He tried to pull a rabbit out of his hat, but ended up with an iguana, which barked. Do iguanas bark? I don't know, but this one barked and it wasn't a bunny. He poured milk into a newspaper cone, and it soaked the cone and spilled all over the floor. It took him 19 guesses to guess the car the volunteer pulled out of the deck. Eventually, he threw some dust in the air to disappear, which the audience had already done long before then. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics in the Pick 2. And so welcome to everyone who's new to this, and welcome back to everyone who's come back. You were wondering when I was going to say that. I should have probably put that in the intro. I could re-record the intro. Nah, after 16 years I've gotten pretty lazy. Oh, man. Can I say that more? Yeah. So, the next topic is trade. And then we'll have some stories this week. We'll have the next weekly challenge. And so on. It's pretty simple. Thank you to everyone who's been a part of this and continues to keep this going. And whether you take a break, whether you take some time and... Oh my God, I forgot to send in a story. Well, it's okay. You can always send one in later and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post.
Oh boy, I got the spotlight.
I'll see y'all next week. And as always, keep it brief.